We're going to head to the Brisbane suburb of Stafford in a concerning case involving two teenagers. Now, authorities responded to an emergency call there yesterday. A man was found dead and the teenagers were discovered locked in a house. While the death isn't being treated as suspicious, it's understood the teenagers were found malnourished and naked in what's being described as squalid conditions. The ABC's George Roberts is in Stafford. That's in Brisbane's north. I spoke to him a short time ago for the latest.
Well, Tom, we've seen photos and videos taken by a neighbour who says they jumped the fence in 2018 to take photographs and videos of these two boys. And in those images, that the metadata proves they were time-stamped in October of 2018, you can clearly see two boys in nappies, no other clothing. Some of the videos and images show them in a room that simply has blow-up mattresses on the floor and nothing else, in what you would describe as squalid conditions. The boys, we understand, are non-verbal. Certainly in the videos, they are not talking. They're making other sounds. In one of the videos, they're crouched in the back garden in nappies. One is hitting a sock on the ground. The other one is playing with something that you can't really make out what it is, and there's a smashed beer bottle on the ground. So certainly quite confronting images. The neighbour says that they alerted the department in 2018 to the situation that was occurring next door, and she claims that the department knew about it, you know, in 2018.
Confronting, as you say, what's happening with the boys now?
We understand that they've been taken into care, and we're told that they've been taken to a hospital here in Brisbane. The reports from yesterday are that they were found malnourished, and we understand that to be the case. So they are being looked after now. Of course, their father was found dead yesterday morning after police were called to the address and the boys were found locked in a room. We know that the 49-year-old father, according to neighbours, had a terminal medical condition, and so questions will be asked of multiple departments in the Queensland government about how a man with a medical condition who, according to friends, knew he was going to die, was looking after two teenage severely autistic children in squalid conditions in public housing, and nothing appears to have been done. We haven't had a response from the department yet, but we're trying to get a statement from the department as soon as possible.
George Roberts reporting there in the Brisbane suburb of Stafford.